Are the two becoming one? Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, when one thinks about the two largest political parties in our republic, two opposing visions come to mind. On one hand, the Democrat Party is historically the party of slavery, Jim Crow, lynchings, unions, high taxes, and more recently, the party of declining economic, military, moral standards, and abortion, as well as same-sex marriage. Conversely, the Republican Party is historically known for being against slavery, against Jim Crow, against lynching, and high taxes. And until recently was thought to be totally against declining economic, military, moral standards, and same-sex marriage. The differences were as apparent as those between former presidents Jimmy Carter.
Along with the families of the hostages, I have welcomed and I appreciate the restraint that has been shown by Americans during this crisis. We must continue to exhibit such constraint.
And Ronald Reagan.
And for us to ignore, by inaction, the slaughter of American civilians and American soldiers, whether in nightclubs or airline terminals, is simply not in the American tradition. When our citizens are abused or attacked anywhere in the world on the direct orders of a hostile regime, we will respond so long as I'm in this Oval Office.
But now, a noticeable change is occurring in the party of Lincoln. Just recently, semi-conservative Senator Robert Portman has come out in favor of same-sex marriage simply because one of his own sons has chosen sodomy. The compromising foolishness of House Speaker John Boehner is always ongoing. On top of that, Republicans are spending $10 million to attract homosexuals and minorities to appeal to the legions of younger, indoctrinated voters. Republicans are increasingly inclined to throw the bedrock moral principles of Christianity and conservatism right under the bus for a possible short-term gain of votes. So are the Republican and Democrat parties really becoming one? Only time will tell. But heed the warning, America. Compromising virtue and providential guidance is foolhardy at best and will turn the American dream into nothing more than a historic nightmare. I'm Ron Edwards.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth. You can continue to blow away the myths with Ron Edwards on Facebook, Twitter, and TheRonEdwards.com.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Veteran-owned and operated, OpsGear is your one-stop destination for all of your tactical and training needs. At OpsGear, if they sell it, they have tested it, ensuring that whatever you choose, it is a proven product. Established in 2001, OpsGear ships worldwide and offers a wide range of products, training DVDs, and self-defense options at their new Salt Lake City location as well as online. Find them at OpsGear.com. You got the mission, we got the gear. OpsGear.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
Shall not be in French. Shall not be in French. Shall not be in French.
Shall not be in French. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
As we roll into the third hour on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. Talked about the incident in Beaumont, Texas at the Parkdale Mall. Derek Poe, gun store owner, legally carrying a gun. In Texas, you can legally walk around with a long gun strapped to your back as long as it isn't in a threatening manner. Of course, that is left up to whoever arrests you to determine whether you were threatening or not. The Parkdale Mall, in response to that, has posted signs that they refer to as a required 30-06 sign banning the carrying of any gun in the Parkdale Mall. Now, Mr. Poe owned a tactical gear shop in the mall, not a gun store, some have reported. In response to the way he was treated by the mall, as one of the patrons, you know, as one of the as one of the people renting space from them, he's moving his gear shop out. Now, there's another store there called the Remote Control Hobbies, and their motto is, "Here we grow again." But the store isn't getting bigger now in the Parkdale Mall. It's moving out. Owner Sherilyn Mitchell said, "We had to second think if we were going to stay. We made the decision we're going to leave because of the stance on concealed guns. Now, everyone is saying they're going to boycott the mall," that being the customers. "I've gone from 150 tickets a day to 2. Here it is on a Sunday, and I have no traffic." She is the second to leave. Golden Triangle Tactical is already gone. He was charged with disorderly conduct. He was not charged with a weapons offense. Ms. Mitchell says, "I don't agree with what Mr. Poe did. I do believe we all have the right to do a concealed handgun." Parkdale Mall representatives have already said that the signs simply clarify any existing policy or an existing policy. Now, here's a problem with this. They are responding to a guy not breaking the law. They had a code of conduct, and unless the code of conduct is in a public place, how are you to know what it says? Secondly, this was not somebody they didn't know. This was a guy that rented a shop in the mall. And he had his hands full. He wasn't walking around with the gun in low combat ready. Now, that's a menacing manner, okay? You know, left hand or right hand, whichever side you're, you know, whichever dominant side you are. With me, it'd be right hand on the pistol grip, left hand on the handguard, or the handle, or whatever I've got at the front of the gun. That's menacing. Having it slung across your back, unless you are, you know. Unless you are, I don't know, unless you're kitted up in tactical gear, how? Or unless you're just afraid of guns, in which case any gun scares the living daylights out of you. And running up on somebody as pseudo-law enforcement of law enforcement and saying, you got on guns. Yeah, that's disorderly. Huh? But they only just now are posting these 30-06 signs. One thing that is noted about this mall, the large anchor stores, you know, like the Sears and the Penny's, Dillard's, what, Macy's, and all the other, and I know large stores vary from region to region. They don't have these signs posted on them. Now, in South Carolina, one thing about the signage that has the force of law that I don't like, that signage has to be absolutely at every entrance and exit, or it is invalid. And like at the Parkdale Mall, some of the anchor stores at the Haywood Mall, where I live, don't have this. So I can go in, and I make sure I do that too. I go in the anchor store because, you know, they got video everywhere. They got video surveillance. So I make sure I go in that away, and then it's on record, and they know I haven't invalid. I haven't gone against the law. I don't know how it is in Texas. Now, presumably, it makes concealed carry legal in these unposted anchor stores of the mall, but it does not include the mall itself. It'll be interesting to see, one, if the boycott of the mall works. This is in Texas, so Beaumont, Texas. I don't know how big Beaumont is. Maybe gigantic, for all I know. I've heard of it, but I don't know that much about it. If the boycott costs them business, then the tenants of the mall are going to complain to the mall management. Or they're going to move out. They may not be down for this anti-concealed carry policy. And it's also going to be interesting to see if these, if the Parkdale Mall management can force the anchor stores to post these signs. Because the mall can only do it on the mall entrances. They can't do it with their tenants that have their own outdoor access. Most of the stores in a mall, you have to go in the mall to get into them. But the large anchor stores, you don't have to do that. You can enter through their entryway. It's going to be interesting to see how this works. Now, what they could have done, so much different. One of these things that the anti-open carry people do is a lot of them, for some reason, will defer to concealed carry. De facto, they'll go to that. What I don't see doesn't bother me. So they could have just gone that route. We only allow concealed carry in here. So, anyway. Oh, golly. It'll be interesting to see how this progresses. And it'll be interesting to see how many other people leave. Because it will start costing them money. We're about to come into a break. There was an incident in Virginia where a young man drunk young man entered a home. I don't know how he gained access to the house. I don't know if he kicked in the door or if he just opened it. But he was shot by the homeowner. And the mom is claiming that her son was murdered. Much in the same way that those children that were killed in by an armed bystander as they were robbing a store with armed, you know, they were armed. Much in the same way. But we're going to talk about that when we get back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to LVOA.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
That's why I say
and welcome back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. This is a case of a mistake. And it was lethal. But it was not murder. Parents of a teen who was shot and killed when he drunkenly entered a neighbor's home. He was mistaken for an intruder. They believe it was murder, not self-defense. And it gets a little sideways here as the explanation is given. Caleb Gordley, 16, after a night of drinking, isn't that illegal, was killed when he entered a home near his own Sterling, Virginia. In Sterling, Virginia. The homeowner believed Gordley was a burglar and fired his gun at the teen several times. Gordley's parents initially forgave the shooter, David West Wilder, but new details in the police report released to them nearly 5 months after the incident have changed their minds. And they are troubling, to be sure. But it doesn't have any bearing. At no point from the homeowner's testimony, the account of the events, did they ever describe Caleb in any way being aggressive. This coming from Sean Gordley, Caleb Gordley's father, who told ABC News this 2020. An autopsy report also confirmed, and this is a troubling part, Caleb died from a gunshot wound to the back. His parents are divorced. He shot him in the back, his mother said. If you're really in fear of your life and your family's life, why would you allow a person that appeared to be dazed to you walk right past you and then shoot him in the back? They're claiming their son was murdered because he wasn't described as acting aggressively and because he was shot in the back. The law doesn't see it that way, though. And there's good reason. Now, first of all, if somebody comes into your house as a homeowner, if you live in a state where there's a castle doctrine or a stand your ground statute, as a homeowner, the first thing is you're not required to provide substance abuse counseling, any sort of an intervention. You're not required to interrogate an unknown figure who forces his way into a home in the middle of the night and refuses to comply with commands at gunpoint. It may be quite the fact that the kid didn't understand what he may have been hearing. I sort of reject the notion that the kid walked by the guy, then he waited till he walked by and then shot him. I don't know where that part of it's coming from. Mr. Wilder had mere moments to react in a confusing and chaotic situation. The way this works is about like this. You're in bed, you're asleep, you're not bothering anybody. You hear a sound, you get up, you investigate, you see a form. You see a figure of a human in your house, where the only humans that you know of in the house may be your wife, who's asleep beside you. Maybe you check to see that it is your wife. It's probably more alarming if you see your wife in bed. I would find that alarming. So he's just woken up. He sees a shadowy figure lurching about in the house. Unknown person he doesn't know. He's yelling commands at him. He continues to proceed upstairs after a warning shot. And after the first aim shot hit him. So he got a warning shot that didn't knock him out of his stupor. He got shot that didn't knock him out of his stupor. They make horror movies about that, don't they? So, what should he have done? Well, according to Sean Gordley, he could have shot him in the leg. Instead, he lined himself up at the perfect angle to shoot a hollow point bullet through my son's lung. Anybody catching what is absent here at this particular moment as we're talking about poor, unfortunate Caleb, which he is. This is horrible. This is a tragedy that's happened. However, I don't hear his parents stepping up and saying we should have told him not to drink underage? Why was Caleb at 16 years old allowed to be out late at night drinking? And apparently he drank a lot because he didn't recognize where he was. He was so drunk he didn't recognize he'd been shot. He didn't recognize a shot had been fired. So who's more at fault here for this? Folks, if, you know, it doesn't take that much to parent. It takes engagement, however. It takes engagement. And, you know, Caleb's 16 years old. I mean, it's not that heavy of a lift to teach a 17 or 16-year-old what's right, what's wrong, what not to do, how to stay alive. Hey, how about not getting drunk? It's illegal for you to get drunk. If you got a driver's license, you might die while you're driving while drunk. Add to the list of things that might happen while you're drunk. You might go to the wrong house and get killed. And that's not the homeowner's fault if that happens. The homeowner is under no obligation when he's asleep in his house and it's, you know, secured to get out there and give any consideration to somebody that comes in the house uninvited, that forces their way in. You're either justified in shooting to stop the threat using lethal force, or you are not justified in taking the shot at all. And by them saying, well, they could have shot him in the leg, they're saying that he was justified in taking the shot. And, of course, they're parents, so they would like to have their son alive. I get that part of it. But getting out there and calling this murder is another thing altogether. Mr. Wilder went above and beyond the call in attempting to communicate with the home invader first. Then he fired a warning shot, which is both a tactical and legal mistake, but it was a good-hearted one, before he finally shot young Caleb. Caleb Gordley's death, unfortunately, is a result of the actions he took. If he had not gotten so blind drunk, if his concerned parents were more concerned about him before he went out and got so blind drunk, probably got behind the wheel of a car, too. Don't know that for sure. If he hadn't gotten so blind drunk that he didn't know where he was and he couldn't communicate or respond to the commands of the homeowner, then he would be alive today. So, the problem, as I see it here, is because of a lack of attention to detail. Caleb put a bottle to his head and he pulled the trigger on it. Mr. Wilder did not murder him. He tried to do everything he could before he did that, before he took that shot. When we get back, here's a proposal for the Democrats. If they want to stop crime, here it goes. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
And welcome back. We've started, welcome back. On Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. I was about to just start talking and not let you know where you were. Although I hope everybody knows where they are. We got another year unfolding, and all the legislatures are back in session. Congress is back in session. And we're faced with a couple of realities as gun owners in America. Democrats, virtually all of them, are the party of gun control. Republicans are the party of lack of proactive support of the Second Amendment. Republicans will be reactive when something comes up. But I'm getting tired of that dance. Let's go to the phones. Is that Obi in Colorado?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. I just my last name gets mispronounced by so many people that I hate to mispronounce somebody's name.
Well, that's all right. That's a nickname of mine. I got it. People considered me like Obi-Wan Kenobi, you know, from Star Wars.
Very good. Okay. And it's just the spelling that was wrong. If I'd gotten that, I'd have known who you were.
But I have a point to make with you, and I'm sure you'll agree. I think it's an international thing because you can compare what's happened in Australia and Britain as to where the United States is headed.
Right.
And it's illegal there for you to be able to defend yourself in your own home, basically. And I think they want to take the United States into that same position where, you know, I heard of a case in Britain where a man, you know, two men broke into a man's home. He had a shotgun and he shot him. He didn't kill him, but the homeowner got 20 years in jail, and the people that broke into the house didn't get a fine at all, didn't even go to jail.
His last name is Ferry, by the way. He and his wife were both arrested at the outset of that, and I think the criminals are allowed to sue him.
And that is actually what has happened. I do not know the outcome of that particular case, but he is in prison now.
In Australia, the home invasion phenomenon is so new that they don't really know even how to classify it.
And, you know, it's an international thing, and it has to do with trying to formulate this global governance that they're trying to push in. And it makes it to where, one, you don't have a constitution, but you're not allowed to even defend yourself. Now, me, I have spinal cord damage, and I don't move my arms and legs too well. I can't fight somebody off if they break in my home.
Can you handle a gun?
My trigger finger still works.
That would be a yes. So you can, as long as what makes us Americans uniquely on the planet today is in place. That's what you're saying, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Is our Second Amendment, and that wasn't put in place just as a defensive measure. That was put in place to protect from a tyrannical government. That was the main purpose of it.
See, the thing that they're trying to do, I think, is they're trying to say that we have evolved and gotten to a point now in our coming up. We're so modern, we're so this, we're so that, that guns are a barbaric throwback of a time when lawlessness ruled the land. And the problem I have with that is that the nature of man has not evolved along with us having the iPads and the smartphones and all the other stuff. The nature of man is still relatively unchanged. You know, we've got better toys. And that's why we still have crime, because the nature of man is, there's no way to predict it. There's no way to control it.
Well, and you know, through the education system and people basically being dumbed down, you have a lot of people that believe that, you know, society owes them a living, and they're going to take that living one way or another.
Well, they have you ever heard the figure I throw out there about 70% of the gun crime happening in 3% of the cities or the counties in the United States?
I have heard that, and it's usually in the place with the most restrictive gun laws.
And it's also in the place where the welfare mentality is most prevalent, because it's run by the progressives or the liberals or the Democrats or whatever you want to say. And it's been that way for a long time. I mean, Detroit was run into the ground by the liberals. It has become quite something altogether different from what the United States used to be.
Well, and they've gotten rid of all of the manufacturing and the blue-collar jobs that used to pay well.
Are gone.
When everybody's doing each other's laundry or selling each other coffee, we're not making anything. You know, and that's the problem. We need to redo this country. We need to get back into manufacturing quality goods, no matter what that good is, and, you know, selling it on the world market. And you can pay somebody a living wage to do that.
Yes, and then when you have the manufacturing, then coffee houses and laundry houses were never meant to be self-sustaining industry. They support the infrastructure put in place by the manufacturing sector.
That's correct.
If you're only providing services and everything, you might be able to have a loop of continuing circulation of money that continues on, but that's temporary. It has a limited shelf life. But you're absolutely right. And to your point about the global governance, you know, we see this with the Armed Trade Treaty, the UN Armed Trade Treaty. And it is an assault on the Second Amendment, and the Secretary of State and the President of the United States wanted it. Secretary of State has signed it on his behalf, which I don't even know if that's legal.
I don't believe it is.
So, yes, we're living in a very interesting time. How bad, in Colorado where you're at, how bad did their new public safety laws? Are they harming you in any way in your ability to defend yourself?
Well, I mean, the laws they've enacted lately basically have, you can't have a magazine in a gun that with more than 10 rounds. And, you know, I don't plan on being in a combat situation. I mean, that's not going to really affect me in that respect. But when you give the gun grabbers an inch, they want to take a mile. And they're doing everything incrementally. And, you know, we had recall elections and recalled two state senators.
Oh, yes, I've talked about that ad nauseum. That was great what you guys did with that.
Well, but the problem is, in order to avoid our state Senate being taken over by the Republicans, a third Democratic state senator was going to be recalled. So instead of doing that, she resigned, and then the governor of this state, which is a Democrat, Hickenlooper, appointed another Democrat to take that seat. So they avoided another recall. And that last seat would have turned the state house from Democratic majority to Republican majority.
See, and she took one for the party. You're absolutely right. And the reason they did that is because they don't want to see the attempt made. It's one thing to recall these senators. The law is still in place. And as long as they don't shift the balance of power, they have no reason, there's no way for them to have this repealed. But they've got another, you guys have got another election coming up. I wouldn't want to be some of these guys that are sitting in office right now, temporarily, or elected there, or appointed there. Because you guys have exhibited a will that is quite admirable.
Well, and, you know, my wife and I were very active about getting the word out and, you know, signing things to on the recall to get rid of one of the state senators that got recalled. You know, we did what we could. And, you know, the entire Constitution is not only under attack, it's on fire.
Yeah.
They're taking away the First Amendment. They're taking away, you know, the Fourth Amendment. You know, they're doing things now where they're going to get rid of the Internet neutrality so that, you know, individual companies or corporations can censor things on the Internet. And, you know, our government can say, well, we didn't do this. You know, the corporations did.
Well, nobody's... I'll tell you one thing. Oh, but you are fully cognizant of what's going on. So I take the fact that you exist out there and you exist out there in Colorado gives me hope for the country.
Well,
you can't possibly be alone.
I don't think I am. And, you know, I donated a little bit of money to RBN and I got business cards from you guys and I've been handing them out.
Well, I appreciate that. And I'm sure everybody at RBN that puts a show out every day appreciates that. And the weekend guys appreciate that. So, thank you very much, and you feel free to, you're one of the ninjas now. You know what that is, don't you? We the ninjas of Lock and Load, they're felt before they're seen.
Well, I hope so, and we all need to stand up and start proclaiming our constitutional rights again and, you know, take back this country because not through violence, but through the sheer force of numbers where we can no longer be ignored.
Outstanding. There goes the music. You ended that like a radio pro. Thank you for the call. You feel free to call me anytime. Thank you, sir. Stay safe. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation cued.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
All my friends, Miller Lowrider.
Welcome back as we get ready to go away. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I was about to give some advice to the party of gun control. So let me do that now. Gun controllers, surely it has to be alarming to you every time you get out there and propose something and you see the buying spree you inspire. That's more guns on the street, which you seem to not like. And you call them guns in the street, or on the street, when they're actually in the homes of law-abiding people. So maybe your terminology needs to make a little evolution too. But if you're concerned about the number of firearms in the hands of an increasing, on-the-rise number of law-abiding citizens, maybe you should stop promoting legislation that includes regulation, registration, or outright bans. How about that? Do you think that'd be a good idea? Maybe you need to stop doing things like are happening in Connecticut, which that's one spree shooting away at any given time from them deciding they got to confiscate these guns. It's also taken ordinary citizens that did nothing wrong up to that day and turned them into criminals. And now they have a choice of just give it up. Their private property for nothing, Who are you guys to decide this? If that's not clear enough to you, then if you want to get guns off the street, you might want to just take the whole proposals, all of these proposals off the table. Take the subject off the grid altogether. Stop making these indications, which there's other ways to interpret what you say. Primarily, the way I interpret what you say is we don't trust you, the law-abiding citizens, with guns. You need to stop trying to squeeze a headline whenever you can. Stop these empty, hollow gestures. Your main gun grabber, Barack Obama, is the best gun salesman that's ever been.
Ever.
I don't know where the figures are right now. The last time I looked and checked and made and didn't have to make an educated guess, but I actually had a figure to go by. There's been 72 million NICS checks under Barack Obama since the day he was sworn in. Since he's been reelected and he has projected exactly what he really was all the time. When he lied to one-third of the country leading up to his second election. Because he'd done nothing about gun control, right? Well, in this last turnaround, you had, in some cases, in some places, a 10-year supply of firearms and magazines and ammo. And in less than a month, it was gone. And it's in the hands of the private citizens. It's on the street. As I try not to choke. You have some historic precedents to go by. I mean, Clinton. You know, the attitude was different in 1993. And Clinton and Feinstein and McCarthy. They had their assault weapon ban. And they had the omnibus crime bill. And you got the background checks. You got all this stuff back then. And then there was a couple things that came from that. Now, one thing that you will not acknowledge is when you take the private sector out of weapons development, that comes with a cost. The cost is, and the cost is to our country's security. Without development from outside sources, for example, the M16 N4 platform for 10 years languished. Other guns continue to advance throughout the world. The epitome of what is the prototypical American rifle, the most popular rifle. No further developments were made. The assault weapons ban got ready to sunset. You made the forecast there'd be blood in the streets. Every time something happens, it's going to empower people to defend themselves. You call for, you're saying it's going to be blood in the streets, it's cowboys and Indians. It never proves true. Crime didn't go down one bit. We had Columbine. During, getting out there with some of the things you do, it's quite disingenuous. But the blowback that occurred in 94, when Bill Clinton woke up and said, wow, both houses of Congress are held by the Republicans. You don't seem to be paying attention to that. You don't seem to be getting it. Your popular president, he's not popular anymore. We know exactly what he's about. Independents don't like him. Some Democrats don't like him because, you know, they're getting hit in the wallet. This past year, thanks to your moves, was the biggest year ever for Gunzo. And that's because of what you proposed. It had nothing to do with anything new and exciting. In Colorado, where Obie's from, some of your brethren in Colorado decided, we know better than you, so we're not going to listen to you. We're going to allow you to have this, and you can't have that. And it cost two of them their jobs. Another one had to fall on the sword to protect the party. Has nothing to do with the welfare of Colorado or what the people of Colorado want. You got out there and said it. It undermines this and it undermines that. Guess what? This is a Republican action. This is the free market happening in the political world. Arrogance paid for it. You've got a very pivotal election coming up. There's already a whole bunch of stuff you own. I would think that in the interest of just self-preservation, in the interest of trying to retain power, you've got to own Obamacare. You've got to own this immigration proposal. You've got to own the ATT already out there. You've got to own the fact that you've backed a president who says he doesn't need you. He doesn't need Congress. They're redundant. You know, he got out there the other day, said, I got a pen, I got a phone. I don't need Congress. If you do not act, I will. All he needs now is a crown and a brightly colored robe with spots on the collar. And you get to own that. That's what you already own. Do you want to try throwing a little more gun control into the mix? Now, me personally, bring it. Because I know the truth of how all this ends up, no matter how far you push it. Some of it you don't want to face. You really don't. I don't want to face it. I don't want to see it happen. But if it's going to happen, make it happen soon. In my lifetime. So I can leave my grandchildren with a legacy. I'm not looking for glory. I'm just looking for you to back down. I'm looking for a republic. I'm looking for what the founding fathers envisioned. You have no idea what that is. You think you know better. You think you're rulers. You're not rulers. You're representatives. You've forgotten that. You've forgotten that you're employees. You've forgotten that you're temporary at best. You may have fooled your districts for decades now. But your districts are getting hit with Obamacare right now, as you speak, as you sit there, smirking. These constant assaults on the Second Amendment, the First, the Fourth, the, you know, name it, the Tenth. People are paying attention to that now. You may not recognize what is in the offing. The very best outcome that would happen for you here is to be deposed, to be out of power, to be unelected, to have your numbers thinned, and for you to not have to worry about making decisions anymore. That's the best thing you can hope for at this point. Otherwise, it gets worse from there. We will do this again in about 21 hours. Between now and then, I want you to remember this and remember it very carefully. It's never been about gun control, ever. It's always been, it's always going to be, about total control. On a Wednesday, this has been Lock and Load.